Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with this, Alan. U.S. Senate Democrats appear to have secured the votes necessary to filibuster the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, meanwhile, chided the Democrats yesterday for setting a dangerous precedent for forcing a showdown over the so-called nuclear option.
Yeah, Spicer's going to blame the Democrats because what they're going to do is do the nuclear option. And he's chiding the Democrats for the danger of forcing them to do what is unprecedented and vote for a Supreme Court justice who is going to be on the court for many, many years, maybe 40, maybe 50 years. And they can't get 60 votes to do that. It's one of the protections the American people have. Now, there are several Democrats who are being let off the hook, as they say in politics, to vote for Gorsuch, because they come from very competitive districts and they're up for re-election themselves. So I don't think there's any question that Gorsuch is going to get through. The question is whether or not Democrats will ever forgive the Republicans for what they did to Merrick Garland. The idea that they didn't even give him a vote, not up or down, which is what they're yelling about Gorsuch right now, is the whole point. So if they do the nuclear option, and it looks like they're going to, in the future, Democrats are going to be in control again, and the Republicans know it, and the Senate will never be the same place.
The Justice Department is reviewing accords with troubled police agencies, Alan. In the New York Times, the examination, which reflects President Trump's emphasis on law and order and reducing violent crime, could lead to further retreat on consent decrees nationwide.
Look, there are some police departments which are infamous for beating people up, for casting a blind eye on misdeeds by some of their officers, certainly not all of them by any means. And under the Obama administration, there was an attempt to sort of rectify this and to say, all right, Justice Department will enter into consent decrees with these departments so that this stuff doesn't happen anymore. Along comes Trump and he says, that's a bad signal. Look, we have all seen police departments where somebody gets out of control and nothing happens as a result. So do you police the police in such a way that they get the message that this is not satisfactory? The main point is that, well, we need our police officers and we desperately want them to protect us. There are limits, and the Constitution of the United States sets those limits, and so have some political operatives, including the President of the United States.
The White House is pitching a new health bill plan to the Freedom Caucus. Alan, under the proposal, states could opt out of requiring insurers to cover minimum benefits package and can do away with the rule forcing them to charge the same price to everyone who is the same age, still working on that repeal of Obamacare.
Well, that's right, David. Look, the president has predicted that Obamacare, which is actually doing pretty well right now, that it's going to implode or explode. He uses all of those terms. So if it doesn't do it on its own, maybe give him a little helping hand. We do know that the people on the top can afford doctors. The election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump went Trump's way, although not in the popular vote, it did in the Electoral College. And of course, if more people who needed this help, like the 20 to 25 million that are going to be thrown off the rolls if Obamacare disappears, at the moment that that happens, a lot of the people who may not have voted are going to have what is called voter's remorse. They don't deserve it. Everybody deserves health care. And it is clear that Trump would love to see this implosion, explosion that he has so gleefully predicted.
The New York State Legislature approved the budget extender yesterday, Alan, and we'll have to continue to negotiate a budget plan. The article I read from the State Politics blog this morning is about worried state workers in getting their checks, and the comptroller's office is reassuring folks that they're working as hard as they can to get the money deposited into the banks as soon as possible.
You know, David, we've lived through this before. During the younger Cuomo administration, this hasn't happened yet. But look, there are a lot of things that are facing New York. For example, nobody knows whether the Trump White House is going to support many of the things that New York was counting on in order to balance its budget. We know that this is the elephant in the room. We also know that the Republicans in the state Senate and the Democrats in the Assembly aren't in any hurry to help out Cuomo, who they really, well, is the too great a word, despise, because they feel, went back on the deal to give them a pay raise. His people on the so-called independent commission went along with him. I thought his demands were reasonable, to be honest with you, including ethics reform, which they also don't want. They want their money, but they don't want to behave ethically. That's the way it is down there in that particular branch of the great slime river.